The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 67. As we, that is the two trucks full of armed and clamoring nomads and our small expedition, closed in on a fleeing crowd of desert marauders, I could see that some form of violent confrontation was imminent. No doubt the two groups' rivalry over it had made for some bad blood over the years, months, weeks, days or hours that they had been engaged in it. Now things were coming to a head. I hoped that we, that is Alvy, Hobie, Roger, Mr. Freddy Benaz III and I, could come out unscathed and be reunited with our supplies and camels so that we could continue our thus far fruitless search for the lost city of Lenore. But I had my doubts. We were getting closer and closer to the galloping camels of the marauders, and our fellow passengers were getting more and more excited. They were banging on the sides of the old truck and hollering to beat the band. It was a fearsome din. We got so close that you could see the fear in the eyes of the camels. And then, as our two trucks entered into the midst of the fleeing mob, something very startling happened. Some of the men from our truck climbed up on the sides of the truck bed, and then, as we pulled up alongside a camel and rider, they would leap onto the backs of the things, sometimes pulling the riders right off and rolling with them in the sand, and sometimes just stopping them dead in their tracks. The passengers in the other truck were doing the same, and soon all the fleeing nomads had been stopped and were being gathered in. I wondered what would happen next. What dire punishment would be meted out to these unfortunate fellows, stymied in their quest for it. Well, as it turned out, they were the it. What we had just witnessed, and in fact participated in, was an elaborate game of tag, as played out by the Munja peoples of the Great Desert. It seems the Munja, living alone and isolated in the midst of a fairly barren, sandy expanse, have had to learn, over the years, how to make their own fun. What they've come up with is a fairly rough game resembling tag. They divide into groups and chase each other back and forth across the desert. The group without motorized transport gets a head start. I wondered how we had figured into all this. What was with the beatings and taking all our stuff? When I asked about it, the Munja, who it turned out spoke reasonable English and had just been shamming, just laughed and kept saying the single word, fun. The desert has a peculiar effect on men. At any rate, we were now reunited with our camels and our possessions, and we set back out on our way to find the lost city. The Munja switched round, the camel riders changed places with the truck riders, and headed back into the desert for round two. Round 12, or whatever round this was. I was not sorry to see them go, nor was I at all sorry to notice trees in the near distance. Soon we would be leaving this ridiculous desert behind.